Topic of the Qibla Layl, and we discussed yesterday, we set out the Chakira. Anybody want to give a shout, remind us what the Chakira was? Anyone? Mayor? Chakira? No? Jeremy? Chakira? No? Okay, so the Chakira was, how much is Qibla Layl a Maisa based in, where I'm being machshir the individuals as either a dayan or an aid, or is Qibla Layl a personal hashchaivus or a hodah? In my own world, I'm obligating myself to pay a certain amount of money. We threw out one naf community yesterday, we thought it made sense, whether or not Qibla Layl has to take place in Beis Din or even Chutz LeBeis Din. So if it has to take place in Beis Din, so lechor, it's a Maisa Beis Din, I'm being machshir the dayan and machshir the aid, and it has to be in the, you know, in the walls of Beis Din. But if it's something about hischaivus, I'm obligating myself to pay money, I'm admitting that I owe money, that could really take place anywhere, even outside of Beis Din. So now, within the opinion that holds the Rabbeinu Yerucham, as quoted by the Beis Yosef, that Qibla Layl could take place outside of Beis Din. And therefore, since outside of Beis Din, it is a hischaivus. What's the din, according to him, within his world, if you were to be mode within Beis Din? Would any of the rules change or not? Meaning, yeah. According to Rabbeinu Yerucham, as quoted by the Beis Yosef, Machokis Rabbi Meir and Chachamim is outside of Beis Din. If we took upon ourselves a particular dayan or aid, Rabbi Meir says you could be chozer, Chacham says you can't be chozer, that whole discussion is outside of Beis Din. Now what happens, let's say we take this discussion and bring it inside Beis Din, and I say what I say. Would Rabbi Meir still say you could be chozer, or do things change within Beis Din? Things change, according to Nubig Yosef. So let's for the total Nubig Yosef for 1 second, let's just go to the Meiri first, but you're right. Miri first says that the same din applies even within Beis Din. Well, why would anything change? The din is outside Beis Din, that they argue, and within Beis Din they also argue because Lechora, the whole concept of Qibla Layl is a personal hischaivus. Why would anything change within or without Beis Din? That Miri says that in our sugya. As Meir said, the Nemugi Yosef, from the end of Bava Basra, he says differently. He says things are actually going to change when you walk inside Beis Din. Nemugi Yosef is found on Daf Kuf Chav Ches Amin Aleph. I didn't write the exact, I guess, Daf Erif. For me, there's Daf Erif. I don't think it is. Let's see if I can find this really quickly. Dibur Hamas Chil Shalechle. I'm not finding it. This different trish of Daf in the back throws me off. Okay, so I'll just say it outside what he says. Or Meir, you want to say what he says? What happens inside the Beis Din? Even according to, exactly, everybody agrees. Even Rabbi Meir says if you perform the statement of Qibla Layl in Beis Din, and it's still before Gemar Din, Rabbi Meir will agree to the Chacham you can no longer be Chozer. What changes according to Rabbi Meir? What has changed from outside the Beis Din where you can't be Chozer to inside Beis Din? Any suggestions? So, I think Chazanish said this also, I don't remember. But it makes sense, if he didn't say it, then it still makes sense, that there really are two dinim here for the Nemuk Yosef. There are two types of Qibla Layl. The two Qibla Layl that we've discussed. If you take the track of a Qibla Layl, if you're going outside of Beis Din, that's a hischaivus type of Qibla Layl, because as clear from where you're doing it. You're doing it outside of Beis Din. So that's where Rabbi Meir and Chacham argue whether you can be Chozer or not. Chacham say, well, once you obligate yourself, you can't be Chozer anymore. And Rabbi Meir says, no, it's only a Hischaivus. I could always retract on a personal Hischaivus, he thinks. But once you step inside of Beis Din, it's a different type of Qibla Layl. It's no longer a Qibla Layl Midin Hischaivus. It's a Qibla Layl Midin Maisa Beis Din. I'm being Machshir the Eid, I'm being Machshir the Dayan. Is completely different in form, and therefore even Rabbi Meir will agree to such a Qibla Layl that you can no longer be Chozer. There are two tracks. Yeah, is that clear? Okay. Another way to explain this machlokes, just to be intellectually honest, and since as you just said, we're not talking about muchach things on this topic, you could alternatively explain the machlokes. What has changed? Within Nemuk Yosef, what has changed from outside Beis Din to inside Beis Din? it's possible to say everybody agrees it's all about his chayvus. But in order for me to be mechayv myself or to be mode to something, I have to know that there's real gemiras das. How do I know I'm very serious when I create this hischayvus? How do I know I'm serious when I create this hodah? So for Rabbi Meir, when I'm outside of Beis Din, we can't take that hischayvus so seriously when I say I owe you money. But once you walk inside of Beis Din, I'm in a formal, serious atmosphere, so then a hischayvus would be binding even according to Rabbi Meir. But the kibbulah doesn't change. It's nature. It's a hischayvus no matter where you are. The question is what surroundings will solidify and strengthen your hischayvus. Rabbi Meir thinks only in Beis Din it strengthens the hischayvus, but not outside Beis Din. The Chacham say, no, whether you're in or whether you're outside of Beis Din, either way, it's a strong enough hischayvus to obligate you to pay money through the mechanism of kibbulah. Yeah, you guys with me a little bit? Okay. Fine. So let's move on now to the Machlokes, Tosfos, and Rush in Yevamos. Find my Gemara Yevamos here. What does the Tosfos in Yevamos say? What question is he dealing with?
Why did the Pasuk teach you that the Ger is Aser?
Exactly. And we already know that a ger is possible to be a dime. Why do you need a special pasuk to teach us he's possible from a Beis Din of Chalitza? So first he has his answer and tells us that maybe it's a special case of Chalitza's gerim. Trying to figure out what exactly is a case of Chalitza's gerim. A ger has no brothers. So, but that's the first case, whatever the Hechatim is. Then he gives the other answer, maybe he's talking about forcing. Kfiya, talking about dinner forcing. Okay, Tosha gives two answers to get out of the problem. You move, look at the back, the Rush. The Rush in Perakut Beis, Simon Beis. What is the Rush? What's the answer to the Rush's Mechadish, which gets us out of this problem? Anybody see this Rush? Inami, he says, Kabilu Elihu Hayakashul Dinamamnus Ulachayulitza Lo Mani Kabbalah. The pasuk is telling us, although kibbulah works for dine mamnus, it does not work for dine chalitza. Now it's noteworthy that Tosos does not give this answer. So what comes out from this Rush and Tosos is they're basically arguing: does kibbulah apply outside of the world of dine mamnus? The Rush thinks that kibbulah applies everywhere, even in dine chalita. Well, not in the end, it doesn't, but it applies outside of dine mamnas, even dine eserheter, perhaps, or whatever types of basins you need for kedushin, whatever needed for say egle rufa, you might need a basin. So kibbulah could work for all types of dinim. There's a special gzeres hakasav that doesn't apply to chalita. Now, for Tosos never had a half minute to think you need a pasuk. There's never half a minute to think that kibbulah applies outside of dini mamnas. So therefore, he had to give the two answers that he gave. He couldn't give the Rush's answer. So now the question is, this machlokes, does kibbulah apply outside of dini mamnas or not? So what would you say about that? How would you explain this machlokes? Anybody?
Depends.
Yeah, let's hear it.
It's how you look at kibbulah.
Okay. Let's hear it, Gary.
I want
it. You want it. Okay.
I didn't have a good time with this one.
Okay. Gary had a rough time with his Rush and Tosos. Okay. Anybody else have a suggestion? You were saying something, Mayor?
Tzarachin.
Okay. Yehuda, you seem to have gotten it this morning. Not?
People listen to our show and think we're really stupid. So never
Jake, Yoni, you guys?
I think Yoni got this one.
I don't know. For some reason, maybe we'd only consider a mice of Beis Din to be in regards to the Nimonis.
The opposite.
Okay, so I'll just say it this
way. Hoda would only work by Dini Mamonis.
Exactly.
But Beis Din would work by all cases.
Exactly. If kibbulah was midin hoda or midin hischayvus, you're mechayv yourself to pay money. You're being modet to money, dini mamnis only. And that's why Tosos can't entertain the possibility of kibbulah working in the world of dini chalitze. Hischayvus and hoda is excluded or is exclusive to the world of dini mamnis. However, the Rush thinks kibbutz is midin ma'isa beis din. I'm being machshir an aid. I'm being machshir dayan. This person, this gavra, is now kosher to testify. He's kosher to judge. Once I'm being machshir this aid and dayan, he could judge any case we're talking about, whether it's dini mamnis, whether it's dini chalitza, whether it's egle rufa, whatever the case may be. It comes along the pasuk and says, no, dini chalitza, there's an exclusion. But all other types of non-dini mamnis cases, ein hachanami, kibbulai would work. Does that make sense to people? I think that's what Rav Chanan explains this also. That's how he Rav Chanan in the Kovot Haros, Simon Ayin Beis of Zion. I think he says it pretty explicitly. He quotes this Rush, and he says, I don't understand what the Rush is talking about. Why would you have a half a minute to think that kibbulai would apply to chalitza? The whole reason why it applies to Dina Mamonis is mitam mechila, or hoda. And that, of course, is limited to Dina Mamonis, but that doesn't work for chalitza. You can't be moda to chalitza, you can't be mochel, you can't be mischaive chalitza. So he says, must be, according to this Rush, it's muchach, that Kabbalah of Kibbulai is being machshir psulim. Not because of Machila, not because of Eschaivas, not because of Hodah, but because you're machshir Edom and Dayanam. That's how Kovat Zarvus explains it.
I was a little confused
with
that. That means
Ma'isa Bezin. Yeah. So if you don't like the Ma'isa Bezin, does Kibbulai accept upon yourself, is it Hodah, or is it really being machshir an individual to be a dying or an aid?
How does that work? Like, just because I say that, let's just say I
want
to be kosher
dying. In my world, it doesn't affect any other court cases. It can't be good for anybody else, but for me, it was Takanas Chachamim, the Takanas Bezin, that allowed me that ability to do that. Okay, so that's another nafkamina, whether it applies outside of the Din Mamonis or not. There's another nafkamina the Kovis Aris brings based in Iran. In Shavuos. So what's the mission Shavuos discussing? Talking about Shavuos Eidus. If I make a Shua and say, I don't know any testimony about this particular case, and I'm found to be lying, I made a false Shavua. The din is you have to bring a carbon. Okay? If I make a Shua and say, I do not know any Eidus, and you found to know Eidus, you have to bring a carbon for that Shavua.
How you found to know Eidus?
You admit. You admit later on.
What kind of carbon?
Olav Yored. You're testing me?
No.
Okay.
Why didn't
you know? Pasuk. So let's say somebody says, I know testimony, aid me, p'aid. So, if you know aid me, p'aid, or I know, or one of them is a carve or apostle, you're potter. You're potter from the shua. I mean, I make a shua, let's say I'm a carve to the case, and I say, I swear I don't know any aidus about this case. And I just found out that I do know aidus. But I was apostle anyways. So who cares if I know the Eidus? So I'm pater from bringing that carbon. That's what the mission says. On that, the Ran, where's this Ran which daf in the riff? Oh yeah? Nice. Good bakis, Gary. Should give you that confidence you said you were lacking.
Huh?
Build your confidence from this morning. You said you were a weekday in learning. So what does the Ran say?
I don't have one.
What? What'd you say? Oh, should I erase that? You just said this morning that it was a weekday for your learning.
No problem.
For all the people who listen.
It's from Rosenzweig.
Maybe we'll put this one online.
So what does the Ran say here? Anybody see the Ran?
That even if you even if you say you don't care, they still don't become a kosher dying. They still become a kosher eater dying.
Exactly. Meaning, the Ran says this is pashut. Of course, a karov is going to be possible from the Shavuos Eidus. Any Eidus he gives wouldn't be acceptable. Okay? So the Ron says, no, Habmin is that if you did Kibbul Alai, if I accepted this puzzle aid as a good aid, if I accepted him, he's really a Karuv, he's really a puzzle, but I accepted upon myself to accept his aidus, maybe then if he made such a shvua saying, I don't know any aidus, and it's found that he does know, so maybe then you're chayv carbon. Kamashman, you're put their carbon even in that case. Yeah, you guys with me on this? Okay, fine. So on that run, is the Rav Chanan writes. Anyone see the Rav Chanan? Yeah, same Rav Chanan, same piece, and Simon Ein Beis.
Could you say that the run takes the same side and not like the Rosh? Because again, in this instance, they're not necessarily being, like the Ron said, they're not being maksher and dying at all. So it's not necessarily, it's a less formal kind of thing. You're just accepting upon yourself this thing, but it doesn't actually change the nature of that dying.
Exactly. So the Rav Chanan says, if I understand Shat and Kibbul Alai is that I'm being maksher an aid, when I accept this possible person as an aid, he's a real aid now. So L'chora, if he testifies or makes a shvua saying, I don't know any edus, and we find out that he does know edus, he should be liable to bring a carbon. But since the Ron writes that no, such a person, if Kibbul Alai would be pater from a carbon, it must be that the Ron thinks that you're not being machshir ned. Kibbul Alai, all it does is I'm being molded to something in front of this aid. I'm being mechayev myself something. But the aid's still a possible aid. He's still going to be potter. Exactly. So let me just say it a little different way. If you accept upon yourself an aid possible, will it be chayev in a carbon shur? If you understand the lumdus of Kibbul Alai was I'm being machshir an aid, now he's a real aid in my world, so then yes, he should be chayev a carbon. But if Kibbul Alai, all it does is being, it's an expression of my chayvus or hodah, but the aid is still a puzzle aid, then he won't be chayv a carbon. That's an afkamina, the second afkamina that Rav Chanan brings. Everyone with me on that? And then the Rav Chanan says, this is a vort just in keeping in mind for the Isser of Lo Yagid, which is the chayv carbon shvua in such a case. He says it's possible to say that. Are you chayiv? You don't have to necessarily be a real full-fledged aid to be chayiv a shua in such a case. To be chayiv a carbon shua aidus. Do you have to be in real aid? He says it's possible that if you're mafsid mamun, even if you're mafsid mamun, that might be enough to be chayiv shua, even though you might be a non-aid. No, so this Kibbul Alai, okay, let's say Kibbul Alai. This case, a Kibbul Alai, I accept upon this aid. But he's not a real kosher aid. But he's still going to cause a hefsid mamun. So if he were to take a shvua in the case and end up being a false shvua, he'd be chayiv money because, a chayiv karbon because he was potentially mafsid mamun to someone. It's not about a shame aid that requires that's mechayiv shvua, it's anybody who's mafsid mamun. Just keep that in mind. Just a different angle to look at things. Rav Chanan brings that idea down here also. But either way, for our issue, more directly, is that the nafka mina, how to understand Kibbul Alai, whether you're chayv a carbon shvur or not. If Kibbul Alai is being machshir an aid, so this aid now real hello shame aid.
Is machshir an aid through basin?
Through the koach the basin has given me.
Okay.
That's how you understand the nature of Kibbul Alai.
Okay, and therefore you would say that he should be chayiv.
Therefore he should be chayiv.
Sure.
Exactly. But if it's simply just a his chayivus or a hodah, the aid is still apostle aid. Apostle aid is not going to be obligated in bringing the carbon shua.
I thought we said that you can't create an aid through the tzad of a hodah.
You're not creating it. He's still an apostle. That's what I'm saying. And therefore, if he made a shvua and he ended up being wrong, he's not chayiv because he was never potential aid in the first place. Okay. And Gil Yonah Ashas, we want to go through now. Rav Yosef Engel also discusses this issue of the chayiv carbon shvua here and does it work for Kibbul Alai or not. A number of interesting marmakomos we won't go through now. Anybody get to see Rabbi Akiva Eiger when he writes in the shuvas? Very interesting shuva. I guess I won't read through it now since nobody really saw it. just I guess the title of the shu'a itself is very intriguing, and he says, does hazama, does the din of hazama apply to being mekabel a karav or apostle? In the world of kibbul alayah, if I accept upon myself an apostle, a karav person, will he ever become Adam Zomim or not? Could that ever happen? That's the question he deals with. And he goes through a number of interesting stardom here. So we'll just leave it at that. That's a suffix he has. And it will go back
what's
to his
question?
No, if I accept upon myself a karav or apostle to be my aid, and he testifies, and someone says, you can't testify about that, you're with me in this time, in that place, you're an Adam Zomim. So will we apply the din of Adam Zomim to this aid I accept upon myself? And he goes through, and again, it's worthwhile reading, it's very interesting tshuva, but this goes back to the Chakira. Once again, how much are we being machshir the aid? In which case, if we are machshir the aid, so Adam Zomim will apply to him. But if it's not being machshir the aid, it's simply a hischaivus or hoda, so then Adam Zomim would not apply. So that's the suffix of Rabbi Kiviger, and Lechora connects to this. Let's move now to some other issues that, how much do these dayanim, these Adam take upon themselves real halachos of a normal dayanim? So there's a minchas chinuch in mitzvah reish lamed daled os gimel. Reish lamed daled os gimel. So he writes that although you could accept upon yourselves any psulim, you cannot accept upon yourself different dinim of amida and yeshiva. The dayanim sit, the bali dinim and the edim stand. The reason why? The reason why you can't change the dinim of standing and sitting because there's a certain amount of kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you can't be mocha. Okay. Then he says, so within that, Minchas Chinuch, what's he trying to tell us, the Minchas Chinuch? That it does not work for yeshiva and amida. Whatever the dinim are, that dayan has to sit and the baal din has to stand, why wouldn't that work? What's he trying to tell us here through Kibbul Alayah? He's limiting it. Yes, exactly. The din is, Minchas Chinuch is concerned with the, you know, the covet of Akash Baruch Hu, the covet of Din Torah, he refers to as a pasuk of Shelakim Nitzah Ba'adas Kel. When you formulate this artificial Beis Din through a Kibbul Alayah, you've created a real Beis Din. And all the dinim are going to carry over. And therefore, when this Dayan, although normally he's not pasul, normally he is pasul, and being Machsh the Dayan, all the dinim apply. He's a real full-fledged Dayan. The aid is a real full-fledged aid. And he quotes, he quotes a Tosa, I'm not going to speak about it now. It's very interesting, good lumnus in the Psul of Yoshev, but I don't want to get anybody off track since some people saw this. Sorry, we can talk about it afterwards if you want, Jake. Second Perek Sedgen, second Perek Zvachim.
Do you need a bigger Talmud?
Okay, so that's what the Minchas Chinuch talks about. Now, there is a Tshuva's Rush, quoted by Beis Yosef. What did the Tshuva's Rush say? Anybody see the Tshuva's Rush?
If Shneim Tzartzim, then a few you still can't go back. Even if both of them want to go back.
A very strange Tshuva. Where is this? Here we go. But the Tshuva's Rush is as follows. Listen carefully. If someone accepts upon themselves a Dayan, and then there's Nigmar Din. Ein Yicholim Lachzer Behem. You can't be Chozer anymore. Even if both of them want to, Al Pi Sheshnei Misratzim. Even both of them want to, you can't be Chozer. So the Beis Yosef says, what do you mean? If me and Gary are in a Din Torah, and we say, you know what, that's a great Psak Din, but on our own, we're going to do our own thing. We're going to forget what they said. We can do whatever we want. Why are we obligated to listen to this Psak Din? That's as true as Rush. So Beis Yosef offers two answers. One is, he says, maybe Shneim Nisratim is referring to the Dayanim. If the two Dayanim are Misratim, the two Dayanim want this, and they want to change the Pesach Din. The Baal Din said, no, once the Gemara Din came out, you can't change it anymore. I, the Baal Din, me and Guy, the Baal Din, and we want to accept whatever you said, we're accepting that, and you guys can't be Chozer anymore. That's the Chiddush. Okay, fine. That's just shot in the rush. Nothing for us. But then the Beis Yosef gives a second explanation. So now, may you refer to the Baal Din, me and Gary, we can't be Chozer, and we can't go to another Beis Din now. Okay, that. What's the chiddush in that? Of course, you can't go to one basin gives me a p'tak din. I can't go to a different basin. He says, "I read the lashon ve'ein yichol nachzer ben ulamod b'fnei basin acher." Can't go to a different one. Mipnei kavod hadayin rishon. That's why you can't go. That's the chiddush of the rush. Meaning what? The rush was concerned with the kavod dayanim. Now this only makes sense according to which approach? That we'd be considered a kavod dayanim. If they're real dayanim. If kibul is simply a hischayvus hodo, who cares about the kavod dayanim? They're not dayanim, they're pasul. But if kibul was machshir them to be a kavod a real dayan, then kavod dayanim would be a very, very relevant factor. And this would be the rush l'shitaso. The Rosh in Yevamos says, Ma'isa based, and really being machshir the Dayanim, that's why they could apply even to Dine Chalitza potentially. That's why the Rosh here also, the Pshat could be, that there's real concern of Kavod Dayanim. So Rosh would be the Shitasa according to the Beis Yosef. Okay, since people didn't see all the other Nose Kalim, there's a Dar Chimoshir, Hagos Shisha Prisha, the Shach, Tumim discuss. Different Pshatim and the Rush, we'll just leave those aside for now. But the Iker point is, they deal with the concern whether there really is Kavod Dayanim or not Kavod Dayanim. And that would go back to the original point, and it's worthwhile to look up to just see how they speak it out.
Actually argues on that point of the Beis Yosef?
Well, the first sheet in the Beis Yosef does not get that answer. He, Lachar, would argue on that concept. But you have to look through the Shach and the others to see what they come out with.
There are all these last Farshim around that topic?
The Darchi Moshe goes Yishev Prisha, the Shach and the Tumim are the Mordechai and the Taz are now. We'll just do the Mordechai. We'll end with the Mordechai. So the Mordechai and Simon Tuf Reish Pevav. This is, if you have my Tursa Daf, which I think they all are the same, this is the top of the left column. Top left column, he says, I'll give you guys a few seconds to find it, I guess. The Ozo Hadar's also the same Tursa Daf. I think they kept it, yeah. This is page Beis, the second Amud of the Mordechai. Top left column, it's all the way in the back. Okay, so Mordechai says as follows. The din of being or not being able to be chozer, we pass in the chachamim that ain't a yachal achzerbo. That din, hani mili dilo noda tito. That's only when they don't know there was a mistake. When we think everything's okay, there are no mistakes being made, so you can't be chozer. Aval im noda tito yachal achzerbo. If they know there's a mistake, you can be chozer. Dilo adif mi pshara, it's no better than pshara. The pshara, when I compromise below kinyan, when the Dayanim say this is the compromise we want you guys to do, even after they said what they had to say, you could still be chozer. Came to lokanim yirei, because there was never a kinyan, an acquisition binding them to this pshara. Afagav the kibul al pshara, even though they accepted a pshara, you could still be chozer. Koshkein hacha the kiblinu laasos din. Kavachomer here, where they accepted upon themselves a din, the asu pshara. Yet they did a pshara. They didn't accept upon themselves to do a pshara, they accepted upon themselves to do a din. So if a pshara, when I accept a pshara, and they give me a pshara, I could be chozer. Kavachom, if I accept a din, but they give me a pshara, for sure I could be chozer. That's what the Mordechai says. So what do you think about this Mordechai? Mordechai is qualifying the statement of Einu Yachal Achzerbo. Einu Yachal Achzerbo only applies when there's no mistake, but when there is a mistake, you could be chozer. What's the Mordechai telling us here? Is it a chiddush?
I think so. No, usually we should, if it's a real dying, it makes me suck, we should have to listen to that.
Nope. the real dayan is subject also to make mistakes. If he makes mistakes,
it depends on mistakes.
His chayvus is not subject to mistakes. I can never have owed Gary money. But if I say that I owe you $100, I owe you $100. Although it may be wrong, and I made it up, I made a neder, or however you understand his chayvus, it's not subject to mistakes. Dayanim are subject to mistakes. Now, of course, it depends which type of mistake. Is the mistake in the Mishnah, the mistake in the Gemara, the mistake in the Svara, different dinim. He doesn't, this, but whatever dinim would apply to normal mistakes that a dayan would make, the same mistakes would apply to the dayan of Kibbul Eliyahu. Because the Mordechai thinks Kibbul Eliyahu is being machshir and aid machshir dayan. All the dinim apply. Yet if Kibbul Eliyahu is simply a schaivus, a hodah, who's there to make a mistake? There's no mistake. I created a schaivus on my own. Yeah, that type of, exactly. I'm told b'das asmo. That if you want to borrow that lashon, but yeah, whatever I say, and that's there's no changing that. Okay, so that's I think a pretty thorough job of the sugya of his Kibbul Eliyahu. I think we should the hakir should be pretty apparent now and embedded within us, and the number of nafkamina. So tomorrow we'll start the new sugya of defining what Gemar Din is, and then Wednesday, Jeremy really excited for Masachi Vekuvia.